following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Gospel Lens podcast with DJ Faith. I'm so excited to have you guys here with me while I dive into scripture and explore how God's truth shapes our lives. Hi everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Gospel Lens. I'm DJ Faith, and I'm really excited to have you here with me today. Whether you've been curious about Christianity for some time or just now exploring it, this podcast is designed to help you understand what Christianity is, where it came from, and what it means to billions of people around the world. Before we get started, I also just wanted to mention that this is a safe space for everyone. Whether you identify as Christian, follow another faith, or are just simply curious about what Christians believe. My goal isn't to convince anyone of anything, but to provide a clear and respectful exploration of Christianity. So with that, let's dive into today's topic. In today's episode, we'll cover three main points. Number one, what Christianity is. Two, where it came from. And lastly, the core beliefs that unite Christians around the world. Let's begin with the basics. Christianity is one of the world's major religions with over 2.4 billion followers today. It's centered on the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. Now, Christians believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and his teachings, which are found in the Bible, serve as the foundation of their faith. At its core, Christianity is what we call monotheistic, which means Christians believe in only one God. This belief in one God is something Christianity shares with other major monotheistic religions, such as Judaism and Islam. However, what makes Christianity unique is its belief about who Jesus is. While other religions may recognize Jesus as a prophet or a wise teacher, Christians believe that Jesus is much more than that. They believe he is the savior of the world, sent by God to rescue humanity from something called sin. So what is sin? In Christianity, sin refers to the moral imperfections and wrongdoings that separate people from God. Bible verse John 3:4 says, "Sin is a transgression of the law." It's the idea that every person has done things that aren't perfect, whether that's telling a lie, being selfish, or hurting others, and that these wrong actions create a barrier between humans and God. Christians believe that this separation from God is something that people can't fix on their own. That's where Jesus comes in. According to Christian belief, Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection, meaning his rising from the dead, are the events that heal the separation. Through Jesus' sacrifice, Christians believe that God offers forgiveness for sins and the promise of eternal life with him. In other words, Jesus made it possible for humanity to be in a relationship with God once again, despite their flaws and their failures. And this is why Jesus is so central to Christianity. Christians believe that through him, they can experience not just forgiveness, but also a deep personal relationship with God. It's not just about following rules or being religious. It's about being in a loving relationship with a God who knows them personally. Now, Christianity isn't a one-size-fits-all religion. There are many branches of what we call denominations. The largest three Christian denominations are Catholicism, Protestantism, and Eastern Orthodoxy. While each of these groups has its own unique traditions, practices, and ways of worshiping, they all agree on the core belief that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior of humanity. So in summary, Christianity is more than just a belief system. It's about having a personal relationship with God made possible through faith in Jesus Christ. Christians believe that this relationship transforms their lives, both now and for eternity. Now that we covered what Christianity is, let's move on to where it came from and how it developed into the global faith that we know today. The story of Christianity begins over 2,000 years ago in the Middle East, in a region that we now know as modern-day Israel and Palestine. At that time, the area was under Roman rule, and the Jewish people who lived there were waiting for the fulfillment of ancient prophecies. These prophecies spoke of a Messiah, a savior who would bring freedom and salvation to God's people. It's important to remember that Christianity didn't just appear out of nowhere. It emerged from Judaism, which is the religion of the Jewish people, and many of the key concepts of Christianity are rooted in the Jewish faith. Jesus himself was born into a Jewish family in the town of Bethlehem and grew up in Nazareth. Like other Jewish people, he followed Jewish customs and observed laws. He attended synagogue where he would have studied the Jewish scripture, what Christians today call the Old Testament. These texts are foundational to both Judaism and Christianity, and they tell the story of God's relationship with humanity, including the promise of a coming Messiah. What made Jesus stand out, however, was his bold claim to be that very Messiah, the long-awaited figure prophesied in Jewish scriptures who would bring salvation to the world. This was a radical claim, and it set the stage for the major events that followed. Jesus' message wasn't just about religious rituals or following laws. It was about a new way of living. His teachings centered around love, forgiveness, and the coming of God's kingdom. Now, when we say God's kingdom, Jesus was talking about a transformation of the world, one that emphasized compassion, humility, and service to others. One of the most striking aspects of Jesus' teaching was his focus on love and forgiveness, even towards enemies. He called people to turn away from hatred and violence, and instead, to love one another deeply, even when it wasn't easy. Jesus spent most of his ministry healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and spending time with people who were often rejected by society. His message was one of the inclusion, offering hope to those who felt outcast or forgotten. However, Jesus' teaching also challenged the established religious and political authorities of his time. He wasn't afraid to call out hypocrisy or injustice, and this didn't sit well with the powerful leaders of the day. His growing influence made the religious leaders and the Roman authorities uncomfortable as they feared that his popularity could disrupt the fragile balance of power. Eventually, this tension led to his arrest. Jesus was tried and sentenced to death by crucifixion, which was a common method of execution in the Roman Empire for criminals and political rebels. At this point, it might have seemed like the story was over. Jesus had been executed and his followers were scattered, unsure of what would happen next. But according to the Christian belief, something miraculous occurred. Christians believe that 3 days after his death, Jesus was resurrected, he came back to life, physically rising from the dead. This event is seen as the ultimate proof that Jesus was, in fact, the Son of God, and that through his resurrection, he had defeated sin and death. It's this belief in the resurrection that lies at the very heart of Christians' faith. After Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to his followers over a period of 40 days, teaching and encouraging them. These followers, known as the apostles, became the key figures in spreading Christianity. They were tasked with sharing the message of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection with the world. This wasn't an easy task, as especially in the Roman Empire. Proclaiming Jesus as Lord was seen as a direct challenge to the authority of the emperor, who was also considered a divine figure by the Romans. One of the most important early figures in Christianity was the Apostle Paul. Interestingly, Paul wasn't one of the original disciples. In fact, he started out as a persecutor of Christians. But after a dramatic personal encounter with Jesus, Paul became one of the most passionate and influential Christian missionaries. He traveled extensively throughout the Roman Empire, establishing Christian communities and writing letters, many of which are now part of the New Testament, the second section of the Bible. Paul's letters provide guidance on how to live as Christians and form a significant part of Christian theology. In the early days, Christian was a minority religion, and its followers often faced intense persecution. Christians were sometimes imprisoned, tortured, or even executed for their faith, especially under Roman emperors who saw Christianity as a threat to the traditional Roman religion. Despite this, the message of Christianity continued to spread largely because of the hope it offered people. The promise of eternal life, the emphasis on love and community, and the belief in a compassionate God resonated deeply with many. Then, in the 4th century, a remarkable event occurred. Roman Emperor Constantine converted to Christianity. His conversion marked a turning point in the history of faith. Constantine's embrace of Christianity not only ended the persecution of Christians, but also led to the faith becoming the official religion of the Roman Empire. With the support of the Roman government, Christianity spread more rapidly across Europe, reaching far beyond its origins in the Middle East. However, it's important to note that Christianity didn't just grow because it became politically accepted. Its message of hope, love, and redemption continued to resonate with people across different cultures and backgrounds. Christianity offered a sense of purpose, community, and connection to God that many people found deeply meaningful. Over time, Christianity became dominant in faith in Europe, and through exploration and missionary work, it eventually spread to other parts of the world. Today, Christianity remains the largest religion in the world with over 2.4 billion followers. It has shaped cultures, societies, and histories around the globe, and its teachings continue to impact the lives of millions. From its humble beginnings in a small corner of the Roman Empire, Christianity has become a global faith with an enduring message of love, forgiveness, and hope. Now that we have a sense of where Christianity came from, let's explore some of its core beliefs. While there are many different interpretations of Christian teachings, there are certain foundational beliefs that all Christians hold. Number 1. Belief in one God. As mentioned earlier, Christianity is monotheistic. Christians believe in one all-powerful, all-knowing God who created the universe and everything in it. This God is personal and deeply involved in the world, offering love and guidance to all people. Number 2. Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Central to Christianity is the belief that Jesus is the Son of God. Christians believe that Jesus was both fully human and fully divine, and that through his life, death, and resurrection, he accomplished the ultimate act of love, offering salvation to all of humanity. Number 3. The Trinity. One of the more unique beliefs of Christianity is the concept of the Trinity. Christians believe that God exists as three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, yet remains one God. This may seem complex, but at its core, it reflects the Christian belief that God is relational and that love is at the heart of who God is. Number 4. The Bible. The Bible is the sacred text of Christianity and is divided into two main parts, the Old Testament, which corresponds to the Jewish scriptures, and the New Testament, which focuses on the life of Jesus and the early Christian church. Christians believe that the Bible is inspired by God and serves as a guide for living a life of faith. Number 5. Salvation through faith. One of the key teachings of Christianity is that salvation, being saved from sin and its consequences, comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Christians believe that no amount of good works or religious rituals can earn salvation. Instead, it is a free gift from God available to all who put their trust in Jesus. And lastly, eternal life. Jesus also believed in life after death. Specifically, they believe that those who have faith in Jesus will spend eternity with God in heaven. This belief gives Christians a sense of hope and purpose, knowing that their lives are part of a larger eternal story. Now that we've talked about what Christianity believes, I want to share something personal. For many of us, faith isn't just about ideas or doctrines. It's about how those beliefs shape our lives. I've experienced this firsthand, especially during a tough time that changed everything for me. I grew up in a religious family, so faith was always a part of my life. We went to church, prayed together, and talked about God often. But honestly, for a long time, I was kind of lukewarm about it. I knew the stories and the teachings, but they didn't feel real to me. It was just something we did. It all changed when I lost a parent not too long ago. Suddenly, I felt like my whole world was upside down. I was overwhelmed with grief and didn't know how to cope. In that dark time, I started questioning everything, my purpose, my future, and even my faith. It felt like there was no way forward. As I sat in pain, I realized I had taken my faith for granted. I knew about God, but I hadn't truly connected with Him. In my despair, I started reaching out to God through prayer. I remember sitting alone, just talking to Him, pouring out my heart, and asking for help. That's when things started to shift for me. Even in my darkest moments, I felt God's presence. I started to see that my purpose wasn't lost. It was just waiting to be uncovered. I found comfort in the Bible, reading stories of people who had faced tough times and came out stronger. It gave me hope and reminded me that I wasn't alone. Through this journey, I learned that God's love is real and can turn our pain into purpose. Losing my parent was incredibly hard, but it led me to a deeper understanding of who God is or how He works in our lives. Now, my faith isn't just a part of my upbringing. It's become a lifeline that gives me hope and helps me move forward. So that's my story, and that brings us to the end of our first episode. Today, we covered the basics of what Christianity is, where it came from, and the core beliefs that guide Christians around the world. I hope this episode has given you a clearer understanding of the faith and sparked some curiosity to learn more. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you stay tuned for the future episodes.